And now another take on the politics to come, the role of women and a woman, Governor Sarah Palin. She's only the second woman nominated as a major party national candidate, the first who's a conservative. Catherine Jean Lopez is online editor for the National Review. Catherine, welcome back to the program. And here's a line from your posting on Friday, quote, "This election is close and nowhere near over." That was Friday. Do you still believe that's true?
Well, it's good to be on, Alex. The voting hasn't happened. There's been some absentee and early voting, but we're still a week out. Obviously, things look better for Barack Obama than they do for John McCain, and we'll see what happens. Obviously, I'm not going to be delusional. I know where things are pointing, but there's still time left in this race.
The lead story in the LA Times today is about social conservatives fighting for control of the Republican Party after the election. And at Politico.com, Roger Simon today is writing about the role of Governor Palin in that struggle. He says people want her as a candidate in 2012, even if Senator McCain does win this time. You're a conservative woman. What do you think of her future in the party?
I frankly don't know what her future is going to be. I feel a lot. I think Bobby Jindal is fabulous.
The governor of Louisiana.
He's fabulous. He's conservative. He knows what he believes. You know, I say a lot can happen in a week. A lot can happen in 4 years. I'd like to see what Sarah Palin does in the next 4 years, and I think that's going to be an indicator of whether she's the top of the ticket next time around. A lot of people in my circles, right wing circles, talk about maybe a Palin Jindal ticket in whatever order. People talk about Mitt Romney still. Presumably, hopefully, we'll have a lot of other governors to pick from. I think the real movement on the right in the next couple of years is going to be to build a bench of candidates, because I think the biggest problem the Republican Party and specifically conservatives have had is you sort of look around and you say, oh, who's next? And there's not a lot of who's next. And the odds that she plays some role in all of this is probably big. And I don't think that even if McCain won, I don't think he would be a two-term president. So that would certainly be a prospect.
Well, maybe that accounts. Maybe that freshness accounts for some of the great excitement over Governor Palin in the last 6 weeks, although a number of your fellow conservatives at the National Review have concluded she is a failure as a national candidate, just not ready for the moment.
We ran a syndicated column that have been critical of her. But I wouldn't say there's a huge movement to cast her overboard. One syndicated columnist has said she should resign as the nominee, which of course doesn't even happen. So, but I don't think there's a huge movement. I think there are more people on the right who became energized about the ticket where they weren't. I think something close to my heart is having a pro-life woman, which I am, on a ticket. I think is a really important thing for us to see, because normally that's not the model of the woman politician. You usually have a Hillary Clinton type. I think that's been a good thing. I think that's shaken up politics and culture a bit. So even if this ticket doesn't win, which is not a foregone conclusion yet, I think she has been a good thing for American politics.
I wonder if you would prefer Sarah Palin as president over Senator McCain.
There are a lot of people on the right who would, and some of them do it jokingly. But a lot of people like her instincts, and they wouldn't be against that prospect. I don't know how widespread that would be. I don't know if we get a lot of independents with that, because she's certainly been mocked for inexperience in a way that Barack Obama, who I think has a lot of inexperience, hasn't been.
Catherine Jean Lopez, she's online editor for the National Review. Catherine, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Alex.